This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, welcome back. You know what? I've been watching, talked to my friend Chad Hansen and watching some of the other first responder reactions to the storm. And it's been pretty amazing how quickly they've gotten these trees cleared and people, saved out of buildings and securing some of these structures. And then you think to yourself, they're there taking care of the victims. Who's taking care of the first responders? Which is when we found out a little bit more about the St. Louis First Responder Canteen. We've got Danny Cunningham, and he's the president of that. And Todd Godfroy is the communications manager for him in studio right now. Gentlemen, welcome in.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to have you in here. So, Danny, I'll start with you. I was unaware of what you guys did here. You told me you got started, what, back in 2018?
2018 is correct.
So what was the impetus for this?
So just learning about a program similar to this. Red Cross does something similar, but they had slowly kind of not been responding to some areas and stuff like that just because of their volunteer base and stuff like that.
Okay.
So we approached the Florissant Fire Department at that time and said, hey, we'd like to do something like this and kind of start a program. And so we kind of started out, it was just myself, and then we kind of added volunteers slowly. And then that first year, it was about 20 responses to kind of help out in that area. Last year, we were up to 189 responses throughout the St. Louis area. So that averages out to about a call every other day that our team is out supporting the first responders.
Yeah, it's good. So Todd, you can't respond to everything. How do you decide where you're going to go and what you're going to help with?
We try to respond to all working fires.
Okay.
And that if, as long as the call goes over maybe about an hour, if it's just a quick knockdown and they put the fire out pretty quick, we monitor the scanners. We're dispatched by Central County Fire Alarm. We'll kind of keep updated on what's going on. But if it's any type of involved incident, that's the ones we try to get to. We try to do pretty good at getting to all of them.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that coverage area then. I mean, you started in North County. You have then volunteers placed in other places throughout the county?
We do. So we're started in North County, started in Florissant. As I said, that's still our base. That's still where we call our headquarters. And then we have response vehicles in Fenton and in Melville as well. So our volunteers are all over the county. So depending on where the situation's at, it depends which truck responds and which group of volunteers go to support that.
Are you looking to expand even beyond that?
So we...
Or what are the plans for the future?
Yeah, so definitely into St. Louis City. And I'll be so honest, in the past, we haven't been big into the St. Louis City area just because of the number of fires that they do and stuff like that. But we actually have been slowly working on a program to be able to expand into the city. But our name is St. Louis First Responder Canteen. St. Louis was the key thing there. So that's kind of our core. We've gone into some fires. There was a big fire in East St. Louis about a month and a half or so ago, big pallet fire. We got called over there to help with that. So we definitely would go out of the area, but we just call St. Louis our region.
Yeah. So what kind of things are you providing? I mean, I know just based on my past experience reporting on these things, I remember the Red Cross bringing a van out there with hot coffee in the winter mm-hmm. and obviously water in the summer. I mean, I'm sure that that's the kind of goal. That's the goal, right?
That is the goal. It's water. Like you said, wintertime, we do coffee, hot chocolate, that kind of thing, Gatorade, and then just basic snacks. It's, you know, most incidents that we do, it's an hour to 2 hours, so it's just a matter of getting that, keeping them rehydrated because they're coming out sweating and stuff like that out of that burning building or whatever, getting that hydration picked up, and then also giving them a little bit of snack to kind of give a pick-me-up and kind of go from there, and that keeping that going keeps them healthy and keeps them from, you know, on their game, basically.
Sure. I know, Todd, you said you were retired as a firefighter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So is that what got you involved? I mean, is that what drew your attention to it? And are a lot of your volunteers retired first responders?
We have a few. Trying to get the word out to have more retired guys to join us. It's really kind of fun because I still get to see the guys that I used to work with and get to take care of people, which are really two of the best parts of the job.
Yeah. How can people get involved if they want to? Like if they're listening and they don't have to, is there a requirement that they've been a first responder at some point? I guess not.
Not a requirement to have been a first responder. We have, I would say 75% of our group is just community members that just love giving back and being a part of that kind of, you know, helping give to the first responders. So best way to do it, our website, like I said, it's our initials, stlfrc.com. There's a tab at the top that says volunteer, fill that out and kind of, you know, gives an opportunity to give some basic information. And then we capture that to be able to train them and get them onto our team.
If they can't actually go out there and volunteer, are they able to just donate financially?
Absolutely.
Or any other supplies you guys might need? Do you have a list of those supplies they can see?
Water is always key. Small bottles of Gatorade is the other thing that's kind of our two things that last a while and kind of go from that. But financially, you know, we're a nonprofit organization, so financially is the best because we can get the stuff we need when we need it.
STLFRC.com.
Correct.
Okay, STLFRC.com. You can go find out more about it. And I mean, if you can help out, I'm sure you'd love to be able to cover every department in the sound of our voice. But
yep.
There's a limit to what you can do manpower-wise and where things are located.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Correct.
Fantastic. Well, Danny and Todd, thank you guys for coming down.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Great to
thank
meet you. Thanks for what you do for our first responders.
Absolutely.
So important it's when they're out there putting it on the line for us every day. We appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, thank you. We'll put that information up on our website as well if you'd like more information on what they're doing with the first responder canteen, which I think is just a great idea. All right. Enjoy your Wednesday. We're going to get out of here. Brian Kilmeade will be in just a minute with more on these negotiations in Washington on this budget bill. Annie Fry and Mark Reardon in later today. Kim and Ethan and Sue and I'll see you back here at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.